the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to yet another episode of the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. Like always, I got Jason Bond sitting over in the corner. Ben is trying to act like he's not going to talk, but then are you just proofing us right now, Ben? What are you doing?
I'm just hanging out. I got demoted from the couch to the chair, so I'm...
Well, you did get bumped.
If you're talking to the mic, maybe the listening audience
can
hear
you. Can you
hear
me now?
Not really.
Can you hear me now?
But maybe we have you. But anyway, Brian come over today from Starkville, had to go look at some things in Sumner, and said, hey, I want to sit down on the couch and talk a little bit about cotton defoliation. Tis the season, right? We're pushing into middle of September.
Tis the season. Yeah, we're here. Right now, I say the big question is this soon-to-be Hurricane Sally. Is the big question we have right now. And we don't...
Sally is going the other way.
At this point, it looks favorable for Mississippi, especially the cotton areas.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, even looking at the updates at lunchtime, seems to be even pushing a little bit further east.
Yeah, we should be on the west side, unless... they're pretty sure of that at this point.
I mean, unless you're growing cotton on the coast... I got my fingers crossed, but you're probably going to be okay.
Well, there is some cotton down there.
Yeah, you said something about being in Harrison County a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a little behind. It's planted later. It should be fine. I mean, I guess 20 inches of rain would be pretty devastating, but we'll just see what happens with that.
Yeah, I didn't see any projections on
I didn't either.
Rainfall total.
More storm surge.
Other than the things just moving slow.
Yeah. Storm surge and moving slow. I think right around the coast it could be heavy rainfall on the east side.
Last time I saw it said 8 miles an hour.
Yeah, but I think the rainfall amounts I saw were up to 15 inches. Maybe.
That's what I said. I haven't seen that
in areas. I think we're well out of that. I think they've backed it down in the Delta to potentially, if you get in a band, you might get some rain, but.
Yeah, that's what the kind of update at noon looked like. We're on the be west of it.
We're going to get the wind to dry things out even more, but no rain, right?
Hopefully so.
And the wind didn't even going to be that bad. You said the wind line was cutting around Yazoo City.
Well, and then in midday it had moved on down to Jackson. On the counties that were, you know, in the projected limited threat, severe threat, that kind of.
Gotcha.
But it's a little unnerving anytime there's something stirring around. I've seen what it can do, and. Hopefully we'll dodge another bullet and buy some time to get a little further down the road is what I'm hoping for.
Well, you know, our cotton's several weeks advanced past what it was when we, you know, had this similar conversation about Laura and Marco. So,
that's right.
You know, a lot more cotton open naturally. And
yeah.
How much have we defoliated at this point?
Last week was a pretty big week. The first I was aware of was a week ago Saturday. So,
and are those guys going with a one-shot program or a two?
No, these guys are going with a two-shot program. And that's by and large mainly what we're seeing. There's some guys in the Northeast that are
so
doing
it's still
a one-shot.
It's still going to be some time before cotton is picked if they're going with a two-shot program.
Yeah, I talked to a guy today. He was doing his second shot today, and he's planning on picking a week from today, you know, if everything holds the way it is now.
Now, cotton defoliation, I've always looked at it as more of an art than a science. And with this hurricane and weather's cooling down a little bit and then getting hot again and cooling down, you know, how is that going to affect efficacy of the products? Or does it affect different products differently?
Different products differently. I think you could see you might want to fine-tune your application when it gets closer. But at this point, I don't see anything that would really change a pretty standard rate. I mean, this thing, you look at Wednesday and Thursday rain for some parts of the state, and then it's back clear again. Obviously, the lows are still in the, you know, 60 degrees where all these products still have efficacy, and then we're going to get back in that 80s for the most part. I think I saw a 70s one day.
It seems like pretty normal, you know, after the – whatever the storm amounts to, mm-hmm. It seems like pretty normal September temperature, you know, low 80s to high, you know, mid 80s and high 60s to low 70s for lows.
That's right.
58 on a low there for a couple of days, Friday and Saturday. So I think that's going to be your spike in the low temperature. And then, like you said, it's just coming right back up to normal.
And then in a two-shot style application, I mean, if your first shot doesn't do exactly what you wanted, you can reassess and then make another application that to address what you might not be happy with.
What would the environment be to be able to do a one shot?
You talking about just the environmental conditions,
yeah,
or what?
Yeah,
product?
Hot and dry. Can you get away with one or?
Yeah, you know, there's different products that you can use. The Mid South defoliation guy is a good resource, and it breaks all this stuff down. But if you're going to do a one shot, you know, you need to think about, is this on cotton that has high regrowth potential, or does it not have high regrowth potential? So you want to choose products accordingly.
So you're talking variety specific when you're talking about regrowth, right? Or are you talking about soil texture?
A little bit, all of it. I mean, if your cotton was pretty much done and you had, and then all of a sudden you caught some rain and then you got the regrowth potential when you're trying to one shot it versus some that didn't have that and you're not as concerned with the regrowth. With the one shot, you know, you don't want to cut yourself too hard on that. You're already doing one shot. It's going to be a little more expensive to do a one shot.
Yeah.
You just need, yeah, like Bobby said, soil texture. Some soil textures are going to be pushing hard if they're tapping into some nitrogen. Some varieties are automatically harder to defoliate or have regrowth, you know, as a characteristic. And then environmental conditions that I've seen some cotton this year that had that purple look 2 weeks ago and was looking like it was naturally defoliating. And then now it's got green leaves on the top and they're, yeah, you know, a week old. Another scenario
for your just general defoliation treatments, is high humidity better than low humidity?
Yeah, I mean, hot and humidity helps it work better, but I mean, they'll work in hot and dry as well. What you don't want is cloudy, cool.
Yeah, so they essentially work, but I mean, some of them are, or at least represent herbicide families, but they pretty much just work just like herbicides.
Yeah.
Trying to kill the plant, right? But right. It's a perennial, I mean, it's, so it's kind of hard to kill.
Yeah, but yeah, that's right. But, you know, a lot of these older leaves, in my experience, they're a little easier to come off if you don't stick them. And then sometimes if you give them time, that'll fall off. But when you run into the regrowth and how old is the regrowth, how much horsepower does it have behind it, you know, or some things to think about.
Yeah, there's a dynamic there that, you know, always, like Bobby said when we started, always makes it a little bit of an art. I mean, it's not, you're not just killing the plant. I mean, if you're just going to kill the plant, you just paraquat it and be done with it. And it's not that simple, because you got the whole bowl opener, mm-hmm, dynamic and the regrowth.
With leaf drop versus leaf stick.
Right.
Because, I mean, if you paraquatted it, you're sticking to leaves.
Yeah, you're going to.
Yeah.
And more, then with Folex-type products, I mean, that can happen, too, when it's really hot. But it's also a handy tool in your shed if you have some aggressive growth. And, you know, even if it's hot, you watch your rates. Or if you just needed an aggressive treatment, it's a good option. Not everybody's doing it. Some people are. Your standard first shot so far, most of the guys I've talked to are thiodazoron and ethaphon, and then they're coming back with something like ET and ethaphon or another dose of thiodazoron. But then you also have, you know, the finish pro style approach, which is a good option too.
What is it?
Well, it's finish with followed by. It can be in conjunction with thiodazoron too, but it's like a PGR, yeah, type. It's like stance. It works well too. Usually you come back the second time with something like AIM and ET and ethaphon when you go with that.
So you like the GenStar approach, I guess. What I'm hearing, what you're talking about over there.
Yeah, that's a great approach too. You know, especially, you know, that has a diuron component, which will help with regrowth.
I just think I like that. I've always liked that approach, you know. I like the diuron.
So, Brian, just, I mean, it may be kind of a simple question, but with the types of varieties that we have out there, you know, say I was going to plant cotton next year and don't really know much about defoliating it. Bobby's already said it's an art, not much more so than a science. What is that 60% open bowl timing? You know, is that a pretty general timing for defoliation, or is to each his own?
Well, that's a good question, Ben.
No, that's a good question that you pose. But not a lot's changed. We're still sticking with the 60% open. And there's a couple of things you could look at. Nodes above crack bowl being four. That's a good tool. And then the sharp knife technique you can always use.
Explain a sharp knife technique, because you just made Ben roll the eyes back in his head.
The sharp knife technique basically is just cutting a bowl at the top four nodes, this mature bowl. And don't get like one of those hawk beak bowls, obviously. You want to get a representative bowl, if I'm going to describe this accurately, and then just cut it in half and look at the seed coat of the seeds in there. And if it's got a dark color, if all your cues line up, then you're good to go.
But in layman's term, Ben, you're looking for mature seed.
You're looking for mature seed. I mean, 60% open, most people have a pretty good grasp of when they want to. At this time of year, 60% open, you can look at these cues and you're ready to go.
There's just all this lingo with cotton. Lots of lingo. I don't understand some of it.
The lingo is part of the art and the science that we do here in defoliation in Mississippi.
Well, Bobby was talking about that the other day when we were talking to Brendan. You know, the lingo that goes along with peanuts, and every crop's like that. You know, just soybeans and corn is more, there's corn and soybeans everywhere.
Soybeans and corn are probably the only crops, I won't say only crops, but every crop has a quote-unquote growth stage. Just in cotton and rice and things like that, we tend to use peanuts, the more descriptive type growth stages than the VR type system.
Yeah. And cotton for sure. I mean, it has its own language.
Yeah.
It always has.
Well, it's a specialty crop, and it's been here for so long. A lot of these guys you talk to have certain keywords that they like to use.
Well, Jason says it all the time. You know, rice and cotton is different than anything else. You can drive and smell ammonia.
Yeah, no, they're definitely unique.
I mean, you think about, I always say growing up, it always transport back into another place in time when I drive by a rice field and you can smell stam, or drive by a cotton field and smell defoliant. It just, I know y'all probably do the same thing.
Oh,
it brings you running back to somewhere
like
long ago.
A clear 55 degree morning and you smell defoliant.
Yeah,
you know it's bow season and time to pick cotton.
Well, it's coming quickly. I'm looking forward to a 55 degree morning for sure.
You got that right.
Well, Brian, is there anything else we need to talk about related to cotton?
Most of this defoliation that has occurred was on the earliest maturing varieties, and that was planted in the optimum window, which was May the 1st through the 10th. And most of that occurred in the Delta region. I'm not saying there's none in the hills, but most of the Delta, South Delta, even as Cahoma County, a lot of that cotton was planted in that window, and a lot of the defoliation that went out last week was in those counties, so they'll be picking first. And then it'll just be a trickle down effect. From then they'll be wide open, and then a lot of the hill guys are starting to defoliate in the next few days. They might wait till this weather system, you know, passes through. Several people have told me they were on the fence and they were just going to wait. So
I think I would rather have the leaves on than the leaves off if we were in a chance of getting some rain.
That's what I told my daddy yesterday. I said, man, just,
yeah,
you know, it's not like it's another whole other week and the grand forecast is clear right after that. I just hold and see what it's going to do.
I would feel better about that too. But also, like we said earlier, I mean, it looks like the threat in the western Mississippi and the Delta is not going to be that great. I don't think you can necessarily go wrong, but I think I would sleep better at night just holding tight. We're not, especially if I had some done and was, you know, you're probably not going to get that far ahead anyway. You might want to wait.
I agree. I mean, it just seems like you'd want to, you know, those leaves are just a little bit of
little blanket.
Yeah, not like it's a big windbreak, but
I mean,
it's something.
It's a little bit of insulation.
It's September the 14th. If it was October the 14th, I might have a different, no, let's don't wait, let's go.
Yeah.
But right now, September the 14th.
Well, dude, if it's October the 14th, then you're talking about traditionally probably 10 or 15 degrees off the high, too, which changes the whole conversation
everything.
That we had. You know, we can have the same conversation in 3 weeks and it'd be completely different because the temperature is going to be really different.
That goes back to that art science.
And we're not going to lose a lot of time here. I mean, today's Monday. It's already Monday afternoon. It's going to be out of here Thursday.
Yeah.
And then the extended forecast, as far as we can see, looks nice. So that would be my recommendation at this point.
I hope so. So where are you headed from here?
I got to run errand for Bobby, and then I'm going back to Starkville.
I appreciate you running that errand for me.
You don't have to do it, but
you know, that was thrown on me a last minute, and I need to go north instead of east, and east is in your wheelhouse when you head back to Starkville.
I think I could drive it with my eyes closed, so it's no sweat.
Well, you've been making that drive for a while now. I know it's in a while longer to continue to do that. I just got one question for you. When we first introduced you on the podcast as the cotton specialist, you said one of the things you were looking most forward to was getting one of those new cotton pickers, and you're probably about 14 days away from getting one. What are you thinking now? Getting more excited about it?
My excitement level is the same. It'll be neat. You know, who knows? A lot of times drivers really could care less if they have a companion in there. We'll just see where it takes me.
Man, with your track record, they might let you drive it.
I know. Next thing you know, I'll be hired. Maybe that'll be my side gig.
you might make it around, might turn into an afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could use
it. Can you hold this for a little while? I'm going to run a tail right quick.
6 hours later. You okay? Auto steer still holding up?
It'd be fun for the first two. I mean, it's just like anything else. Then you're looking at your watch.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you coming by. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
And everybody listening, we hope y'all have a good harvest season again. And if we can do anything for you, just give us a call.
If you have any questions, just call me.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.